This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. We continue with our series of interviews featuring the 90th anniversary of A-State bands. Joining me today is Dr. Sarah Labovitz from Arkansas State University. She tells me about her role, which includes music education.
My official title is the Associate Director of Bands and Coordinator of Music Education. And so what that means is on the band side, I direct the second of our three concert ensembles, and I teach conducting classes. And then on the music education side, I help make sure that everyone is crossing all their T's and dotting their I's so that they get out with their music ed degree on time. And I teach a class that I call How to Be Band Director class, which is the class they take right before they go an intern, where we talk about programming and we talk about curriculum and classroom management and all sorts of things that they'll encounter as future teachers. And also the introduction to K-12 music education class, which I teach when they're sophomores, that gives them an introduction to music education, because a lot of students come to college, not just A-State, but everywhere, to major in music ed because they had a really great time in band and choir and orchestra when they were in high school. And that class is all about getting them to transfer from identifying as a vocalist or a trumpet player and a clarinet player, and more getting them to think of themselves as a future teacher who happens to sing or play those instruments.
And how important is that to be able to have that in local junior high and high schools?
It's extremely important. It's almost football season and marching band's in full effect. And one of the great things about marching band and choir in general is no one sits the bench. Everyone contributes. Everyone is first string. Everyone's important. And so for students who have a passion for music, or students that don't readily find a home in some other really popular school offerings, music is a place where they can come and not only learn music for music's sake and how great it is to have a creative outlet and a means of expression, but also a place where you can gain a lot of soft skills that are important in whatever you do in the future, like time management and discipline, and also meet a whole bunch of great people that are that could be friendships for your whole life. In fact, I'm still friends with two girls that I joined band with when I was in the fifth grade. And we wouldn't have had that experience if it wasn't for school, band, choir, and orchestra.
And one thing about this, obviously, is the partnerships that Arkansas State has with area high schools. Mm-hmm. How do you all work with area high schools to be able to continue this love of music and education and getting those students involved that, you know what, Arkansas State could be a home for them?
Yes, I view the relationship that Arkansas State and our music department has with the area schools as a symbiotic relationship. Not only do we go out and we can help be an extra set of eyes and ears during a rehearsal, or help teach lessons, or help run a clinic or a masterclass, but then in turn, they are doing such a great job of training up their music students that will, some of them, be students in our program later. And so the more that we're in the schools and helping them, the more their students learn and the better prepared they are when they get to A-State and join the band program.
Do they get a chance to be able to see kind of what happens like on a game day situation or something like that, by way of high school students being able to kind of see, you know, a little bit behind the scenes of what you all do during games?
Oh, for sure. We have our A-State Band Day, which this year will be on September 21st, where entire band programs can come take part in a masked halftime performance and then watch the game and see what happens with the sound of the natural state. But also more informally, anytime any area student is curious about what goes on here at A-State with both the athletic band programs and the sit-down band programs, they could contact us and we could set up a meeting with them. They can sit in on a rehearsal. They can sit in on a performance. They can sometimes even sit with the sound in the stands. In fact, one of our current drum majors for this year's Sound of the Natural State, I remember years ago now that he came to almost every A-State football game and watched the game right next to me when I was the director of the sound, asking questions and already excited about becoming a future music educator.
Dr. Sarah Lebovitz joins us here as we're talking about A-State bands here during A-State Connections on KASU. 90 years this year for A-State bands. That is incredible. That's just awesome.
It is awesome. It is very exciting. I'm excited for this school year and to celebrate and to connect with alumni and hear their stories. This is my 8th year at Arkansas State. And so I really, really cherish listening to those that have more institutional history come and share stories about their time in the bands and how the band program impacted them.
So tell us about with this. Are there some special plans for this year with it being 90? Do you know, or those kinds of things?
We are working on it currently. We want to do something that would not only engage our past music education majors and our education alumni, but also those that were non-music majors that spent time in the band program. So we're looking at ways during football season and during the spring and concert season to get folks more involved.
So what's your specific roles? I know you've talked a little bit about what some things you're doing, but when it comes into the bands, can you tell people about kind of what the seasons kind of look like for you and kind of your role and how you help by way of maybe putting performances together or those kinds of things, please?
Yes. And my role now as it stands looks very different than when I got here 8 years ago, because 8 years ago when I arrived at A-State, my job was to be the director of athletic bands and coordinate instrumental music education. And thankfully, both of those numbers grew so much that we were able to add a position, and we were fortunate enough to hire Dr. Stephen Riley last year to serve as our full-time athletic band director, leaving me time to focus on our music education students. And so in terms of a school year with the band program, I'm not completely divorced from athletic bands. It has a huge piece of my heart, and I help run the A-State Open, which this year will be on October 19th. It's a competition for marching bands in and around the state of Arkansas. And so I help coordinate that event. I'm in the stands cheering on the sound and our Red Wolves every game I can. And then outside of athletic bands, I conduct the second band. And Dr. Timothy Oliver, Dr. Stephen Riley, and I do a really great job of coordinating with each other and mm-hmm. are really a team. So we discuss programming and our goals for the program and things that we want to accomplish, not just in our own little silos, but working together. So even though I might not be directing the A-State basketball band, Dr. Riley and I have talked and we've shared ideas. I will be conducting the A-State Wind Ensemble this year in a November concert to prepare for our performance in February in Norman, Oklahoma at the College Band Directors National Association Regional Conference. A-State Bands was selected for that honor at blind audition, and so we're really excited to get to take part in that too.
That's a huge honor to be able to have that, especially for the students, and an opportunity that they'll be able to get to be able to go to that conference setting.
Yes, it is. It's. I remember very fondly my days of traveling with the band, both athletic and concert, and it brings everyone closer together. You make a lot of memories. And I'm really excited for the school, the band directors, the other college band students in the region to hear the A-State Wind Ensemble. The group is a fine group led by Dr. Timothy Oliver. And the opportunity to play and share what we're doing here in Jonesboro with everyone across the southern portion of the country is really exciting.
So tell us about the band you're going to be conducting in that, and some of the students that you're going to have in there by way of, are these all music majors or some of them? You know, I've heard with the bands, some just volunteer, you know, and come out and have fun, you know, by way of maybe they have different majors, but kind of tell us about the students that make up your band.
Yeah. So I conduct the Symphonic Winds mm-hmm. and we're about 60-70% music majors. And then the remainder of the group is non-music majors. We have accounting majors and biology majors and just about a smattering of all the majors from the different colleges in that group. We perform music that exists in the standard band repertoire, so music that from a historical perspective, every person who is going into music education should know and composers they should know. We also play music that's new, so we can get to recognize new composers and new contributors to the canon. And specifically, I try to program music from a wide variety of difficulty levels because of the music majors in my band, most of them are going to go on to have their own bands in the junior high and high school someday. Mm-hmm. And some of the music that we play as college bands is not music that you are going to readily be able to play with your high school or junior high band when you graduate. So I try to program music, at least one piece every concert, that no matter what type of ensemble they have when they leave, they could play that piece. I tell people, I don't want to play hard music. I want to play good music. And there's good music that is super, super easy and super, super hard. So in my band especially, we play a wide variety of difficulty so that those students not only get the experience playing, but then they also get the experience of learning those pieces and those composers so that when they're in the director position and they have to pick music, they have a wide variety to draw from.
Dr. Sarah Levovitz joining us here on A-State Connections on KASU. What goes into that planning process when you're starting to look at how you're able to put those things together? What are you looking for?
Oh, lots. So, and I talk about this. I have to practice what I preach because I talk about this exact process in mm-hmm. my How to Be a Band Director class. And
right.
So the very first thing you look for when you're trying to pick music is what are your goals for that group, for that concert cycle or that semester? And so if we really want to work on our tone quality or we really want to work on our intonation, I try to pick music that is going to be best suited to accomplish those goals. So that's the very first thing I look for is what are my goals for the concert cycle and what music is going to help me achieve that. The next thing I look for is, it's a education word, but the zone of proximal development, which means are we going to be able to achieve this music in the time allotted and it be appropriately challenging, but not over our heads. And then the next thing you have to look for is a concert in itself needs to have a solid beginning, middle, and end. You wouldn't want to open with or close with a ballad, and mm-hmm. and you want the concert to make sense. Just like popular artists really take time to think about how they're going to organize tracks on a record or a CD, we have to think about how we're going to organize the pieces we play in a way that makes musical sense to the listener live in concert.
And so, how many concerts will students go through?
In my band, we'll do one in the fall and we'll do two in the spring. The other sit-down ensembles have different concert cycles. When ensemble performs the most is that's our top group, and they will do two concerts in the fall and three in the spring. And then our third ensemble concert band is mostly made up of non-music majors who participate in the Sound of the Natural State in the fall. And then in the spring, they still want to play, and so they perform in that ensemble. We also have a lot of music ed majors that play secondary instruments in that ensemble, and they'll do two concerts in the spring.
Fantastic. So with those concerts, are those held at like the Fine Arts Recital Hall, or are there other places where they go?
All of the A-State Band's large ensemble concerts are held in the Fowler Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And Wind Ensemble, I believe, is a $5 admission, but the concert band and Symphonic Winds concerts are free.
And I know this is something that the students, you'll really get some good experience. They're able to do that, but they must also, it also must be a lot of fun and probably a little nerve-wracking for some people who've not performed in a setting like that before, probably.
We are so fortunate to have the Fowler Center on our campus, and A-State Bands is so fortunate to get to use that space. And so for those that have come directly from their high school programs where they might not have a performing arts hall, they might be playing in a cafetorium or a gymnasium, it is a little reverent when you get on stage for the first time you've leveled up in a sense. And for some, the way I view Symphonic Winds is most of what we are trying to accomplish, we're accomplishing in our rehearsals and our practices. It's my job to get the students the large ensemble skills they need to be a good large ensemble member for here on out, and also to help teach them, especially our music ed majors, through what I'm doing and explaining what I'm doing, things that they can use in their own band classrooms in the future, different ways to fix problems. And so the majority of what I want to accomplish with those students, we do accomplish without an audience. But then it is so great that twice this semester to get to perform for folks so that they can see the result of all of our hard work. And hopefully we've done our job and we've repped it enough and we've built the consistency and the confidence that the students go out and just have a good time. I really, when we get to the concert, I don't want them thinking too much about the concert. I really just want them relishing in the music making experience, because that's, I think, when we play our best.
Absolutely. And it's really, really cool how you, Dr. Oliver, Dr. Riley, and that all are working together, you know, collaborating and all that, to be able to make something that's just really, really rewarding and awesome for the students and for the fans as well, to be able to listen to the public.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I tell everyone that I won Life Lottery getting to work with those guys. I have been a bunch of places in, and I don't think you'd find another group of three band directors at the collegiate level that work so well together.
Fantastic. Anything else you'd like to add about A-State bands and kind of what you do? That is, we feature A-State turning 90 by way of the band program this year.
All I would say is, if you're listening and you haven't been to an A-State band performance, be it concert or athletic, come and join us this year in celebration of our 90th anniversary. We would love to have you in the audience. The whole music making experience needs everyone. We need a conductor, we need performers, and we need audience members too, or else it's just another rehearsal.
Dr. Sarah Labovitz is Associate Director of Bands and Coordinator of Music Education at Arkansas State University, joining us on A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.